And now, from Birmingham, Alabama, the heart of the South, this is the heart and soul of rock and roll. Brought to you worldwide by Birmingham Record Collectors Club. Dedicated to the collecting and preservation of music through lasting friendships. BRC is the largest group of its kind in the United States, and it produces the largest record, CD, and music memorabilia show and convention in the southeastern U.S. every third weekend of August. Our 30th annual show will be held next August and will be at the Gardendale Civic Complex near Birmingham. Now, with thanks to Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell and his pumpin' piano, welcome in, you rock and rollers. The pumping piano of Bobby Mizell getting everything started here on the heart and soul of rock and roll. Welcome in. Rock and Ray here, and we've got some good music for you. People who had a shot at fame, their 15 minutes went by rather quickly, unfortunately, because these are one-hit wonders. These are folks that had a glimpse of the good life and then sadly watched it slide away from them. But while they were in the limelight, it was a nice limelight. So, we're going to go to Dave, and he's going to talk about our first song. David, what do we got?
We got Morris Stoloff doing the Moon Glowing theme from Picnic, the movie. Stoloff worked as a director for Columbia Pictures from 36 to 1962. Among his fans, his best remembered for his 1956 top 10 hit that paired the swing tune of Moon Glow with Love Theme from Picnic on the Decca label. During his career, he won 3 Oscars for Best Songs and Movies. Now let's take a listen to Moon Glow and Theme from Picnic. Thank you. Ray, next up for our one-hit wonders, I'm Available by Margie Rayburn. Name was Margie Helen Ulrig. Rayburn was born in Madera, California, sang as a member of the Sunnysiders, and who had a top 40 hit in 1955 with the song Hey Mr. Banjo, but she's well known for I'm Available. And here she is with her one and only hit, I'm Available, Margie Rayburn.
Saturday night, I'm available and willing, it's true. Available to fall in love with you. Well, I'm available to take a chance. I'm available to start a new romance. I'll be agreeable, 'cause I'm hoping you. Available to my heart tells me that you need a little love. So let's get started, 'cause that's what I've plenty of. I'm available for you to take me home. I'm available for sitting all alone. Well, I'm available for a kiss or two.
You've got the Birmingham Record Collectors from Birmingham, Alabama, the Magic City of the South.
The good guys make the scene with music.
Thurston Harris first appeared on record in 1953. He was the vocalist for South Central Los Angeles R&B band The Lamplighters. He remained with the band as it evolved through several name changes, from the Tenderfoots to the Sharps. In 1957, Harris signed as a solo artist for Aladdin. His former band backed him when he released his version of Bobby Day's Little Bitty Pretty One. It reached number 6 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. The track sold over 1 million records, achieving gold dust status. The Sharps would go on to another name change to become the Rivingtons, achieving fame with the single Papa Oomow Mow. Unusually, Little Bitty Pretty One was released on 3 different colored labels, purple, blue, and maroon. The song appeared on soundtracks to films or television dramas such as Telling Lies in America, Matilda, Lipstick on Your Collar, and Christine. Harris later recorded on Club, Dot, Imperial, Intro, Reprise, and United Artists, but never had the success of Little Bitty Pretty One.
Oh,
Elegance were an American doo-wop vocal group that was started in 1958 by Vito Pacconi, Arthur Venosa, Frank Tardagno, Carmen Romanera, and James Mochella in South Beach, Staten Island, New York. Before their nursery rhyme-inspired song, Little Star, became a number one hit, the band usually performed informally under the boardwalk by their homes. Little Star was the only million seller for the group and was written by Venosa and Pacconi. It spent 19 weeks in the Billboard Hot 100, earning gold disc status. The song reached number 25 in the UK singles chart in September 1958. After Little Star dominated the radio, the band, still in their teens, toured with such artists as Buddy Holly, Dion and the Belmonts, Chuck Berry, and Jerry Lee Lewis. However, none of their subsequent singles reached the charts at all, making them a prime example of one-hit wonder.
Where are you, little star?
Where are you?
Oh, 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 ra-da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, 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 ra-da-da-da-da-da-da. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder where you are. Wish I may, wish I might.
Music fans, Rockin' Ray here. Hey, if you like the music on the heart and soul of rock and roll, we've got another treat for you. It's the Rock and Roll Radio Reunion with yours truly. Right here, produced by BRC, and you'll find it right here on the website. It's a time tunnel trip backwards, 50 years. We'll be playing music from the early 60s all the way up to this month, 1964. Join us, a new show each month, right here on BRC Radio. You're gonna love it.
This next song, The Book of Love, was by the Monotones. They were a six-member black doo-wop vocal group from the 1950s. They are considered a one-hit wonder, as their only hit single was The Book of Love, which peaked at number 5 on the Billboard Top 100 in 1958. The Monotones formed in 1955 when the seven original singers all residents of Newark, New Jersey began performing covers of popular songs. Charles Patrick, brother James, was originally a member, but he soon left after the group's formation. The Patrick brothers were all members of the New Hope Baptist Choir, which was directed by Sissy Houston, who was related to the Patrick brothers. The group launched their career with a 1956 appearance on Ted Mack's original Amateur Hour, winning first prize for their rendition of the Cadillacs' Zoom. Soon afterwards, Charles Patrick was listening to the radio and heard a Pepsodent toothpaste commercial with the line, "I wonder where the yellow went." From there, he got the idea for "I Wonder, Wonder, Wonder Who Wrote the Book of Love." In September 1957, they recorded The Book of Love, which was released on the Mascot label. The small record company could not cope with its popularity, and it was reissued on Chess Records subsidiary, the Argo label, in February 1958. It became a hit, eventually reaching number 3 on the Billboard R&B chart and 5 on the pop charts. The record sold over 1 million copies. It also reached number 5 in Australia. Now let the monotones read us The Book of Love.
I wonder, wonder who wrote the book of love.
Tell me, tell me, tell me, oh, who wrote the book of love? I've got to know the answer. Was it someone from above?
I wonder, wonder who wrote the book of love. Just one more chance. Oh, I wonder, wonder who wrote the book of love.
Baby, 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 I love you, yes I do. Well, it says so in this book of love, ours is the one that's true.
I wonder, wonder who wrote the book of love. The meaning of romance. In chapter 4 you break up, but you give her just one more chance.
Oh, I wonder, wonder
who wrote the book of love.
Baby, 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 I love you, yes I do. Well, it says so in this book of love, ours is the one that's true.
Wonder, wonder who wrote the book of love.
Got the heart and soul of rock and roll. VRC Radio.
This next one's by The Silhouettes. The Silhouettes were formed in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania in 1956, at first using the name The Thunderbirds. Their classic hit, Get a Job, originally the B-side to I Am Lonely. It was issued by their manager, Kay Williams, on his own Junior Records label, before being sold to the nationally distributed Ember label in 1957. It reached number 1 on both the R&B and pop charts in the U.S., and the group performed it on a television on American Bandstand. The song sold more than 1 million copies and was awarded a gold record, but the group never reached the top of the charts again. They disbanded in 1968, but the 4 original members reformed a group in the 1980s and continued to work until 1993. Here are Richard Lewis, Bill Horton, Earl Beale, Raymond Edwards, and John Wilson telling us to get a job.
Sha-na-na-na, sha-na-na-na, Crescendos were an early American rock and roll group from Nashville, Tennessee. They formed in 1957, and they succeeded with the song Oh Julie the following year, which went all the way to number 4 on the U.S. Black Singles Chart and number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100. The record sold over 1 million copies, earning it a gold disc. The song featured backing vocals by Janice Green, who happened to be auditioning at the record studio where the single was recorded. They recorded 2 more singles for Nashco Records, which flopped and had disbanded by 1959. Oh Julie was also recorded by Birmingham's own Sammy Salvo, a member of our Hall of Fame. His version was played locally and much in the South. But now, for the Crescendos, one-hit wonder, Oh Julie.
Oh Julie, you'll never know how I love you. Julie, a teenage dream that can't come true. I see you, Julie, each day as you walk by. But maybe someday, Julie, I'll be the apple of your eye. Although you're older than me, it makes no difference, you see, as you are my shining star. You've heard a passion for love and jealousy, my dove. Well, that's the way feel about you. I need you, Julie. You'll never know how my heart grows. Oh, please, please help me. My love just burns and burns. But someday, Julie, when I'm as old as you, take you, Judy, and make my dreams come true.
BRC Radio.
Good guys.
Robin Luke is an American rockabilly singer who is best known for his 1958 song, Susie Darling. Luke was living in Honolulu, Hawaii, and attending high school when he wrote the song Susie Darling, named it after his five-year-old sister. The song was originally recorded for the Small International label in Honolulu, and after getting lots of airplay, Dot Records bought the recording and released it on their label. The song reached number 5 on the Billboard chart and sold over 1 million copies, earning a gold disc. Robin Luke holds a Ph.D. in Business Administration and Marketing and was a professor and head of the marketing department at Missouri State University. Ray, we're going to hear another one-hit wonder, Susie Darling, by Dr. Robin Luke.
I stood watching all night long.
Members of the Penguins were Cleveland Duncan, Curtis Williams, Dexter Tisby, and Bruce Tate. Duncan and Williams were former classmates at Fremont High School in Los Angeles. Williams had become a member of the Hollywood Flames. In late 1953, they decided to form a new vocal group and added Tisby and Tate. Their mid-tempo performance style was a cross between rhythm and blues and rock and roll. Williams brought with him a song, Earth Angel, on which he had worked with Gaynell Hodge. The Penguins were one of a number of doo-wop groups of the period that were named for birds, such as the Orioles or the Flamingos. One of the members smoked Cool cigarettes, which at the time had Willie the Penguin as the cartoon advertising character. They considered themselves cool and accordingly decided on the name the Penguins. Dutone Records released the Penguins' single, Hey Senorita, in late 54. It was intended as an A-side, but a radio DJ flipped the record over and the B-side, Earth Angel, worked its way up to number one. It was a common practice of the time for radio stations frequently to feature segregated playlists. Thus, Earth Angel was simultaneously recorded by a white group, the Crew Cuts, in 1955. Now, Ray, the Penguins hit Earth Angel.
Oh,
just a fool, a fool in love with you. Earth angel, the one I adore, love you forever and evermore. I'm just a of your love, loveliness. I hoped and I pray that someday I'll be the vision of your happiness. Oh, oh, earth angel, earth angel, please be mine, my darling dear. Love you all the time. I'm just a fool, a fool in love with you.
I fell for you and I knew the vision of your loveliness. I hope and pray that someday that I'll be the vision of your happiness.
Oh, earth angel, please be mine, my darling dear. Love you all the time. I'm just a
heart and soul of rock and roll, VRC Radio.
If you're enjoying what you're hearing tonight, there's a lot more of it out there. You can come to meetings that we have. You can come to our record show in August. You can join the club and just get the newsletter. We have monthly meetings at the library in Homewood on Oxmoor Road. We have a yearly record show in August. We have it on the third weekend in August. And this year it will be at the Gardendale Civic Center in Gardendale, Alabama. As far as join the club, you can get in touch with Ray at ray@rockingray.com, or you can send us a letter to P.O. Box 59533, Birmingham, Alabama, 35259. And that's the Birmingham Record Collectors. You're on the website right now, birminghamrecord.com. We'd love to have you contact us and be a part of what we're doing.
Color the sound of
BRC
Iridescent.
The Chords, Carl and Claude Fester, Jimmy Keys, Floyd Buddy McRae, and Ricky Edwards formed in 1951 in the Bronx, but they weren't discovered until 3 years later when they were spotted singing in a subway station, a performance that ultimately landed them a recording contract with Atlantic. Jerry Wexler, Atlantic's top talent A&R man, had the Chords record a Patti Page hit, Cross Over the Bridge. But it was the B-side, Shaboom, a swinging R&B vocal tune with a catchy intro that was made up of nonsensical syllables that caused such an uproar. By the end of 54, Shaboom had climbed up the charts. It became number 5 on R&B and number 2 on the pop list. It was nearly unprecedented feat for its time. Shaboom introduced the white audience to black R&B music for the first time. So here it is, Shaboom.
Life could be a dream, life could be a dream. Do, 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 shaboom.
life could be a dream. If I could take you up in paradise up above, if you would tell me I'm the only one that you love, life could be a dream. Sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, and open, we'll meet again, boom. Ding dong, ding ding dong, a lang, a lang, a lang. Oh, 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 bip, a bip, a bip, a bip, a bip. Oh, life could be a dream. If only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you, life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Every time I look at you, something is on my mind. If you do what I want you to, maybe we'd be so fine.
Oh, life could be a dream. Shaboom, if I could take you up in paradise up above. Shaboom, and tell me, darling, I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream. Sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hope we meet again. Boom, boom, boom. Shaboom, if I could take you up in paradise up above. Shaboom, and tell me, darling, I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream. Sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hope we meet again. Boom, boom, boom. Ding dong, ding ding dong. Sha-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-oh. Oh, oh, bip. Sha-bip-a-ro-ba-dip. Oh, life could be a dream. Life could be a dream. Doo-doo-doo-doo, shaboom.
The next one-hit wonder is Sea of Love, written and recorded by Phil Phillips on the Mercury label and released in 1959. Phillips was working as a bellboy in Lake Charles, Louisiana, when he wrote the song. The song peaked at number one on the U.S. Billboard R&B chart and number two on the Billboard Hot 100. It was the only top 40 chart song for Phillips, who never recorded another hit. The Honey Drippers recorded an album with the song that reached number one, and Del Shannon took it to number three in 1981. Sea of Love by Phil Phillips.
Amen.
love you.
Curtis Lee is another one-hit wonder with the song Pretty Little Angel Eyes. Curtis was born in Yuma, Arizona on October 28, 1939. Curtis began his recording career in 1959 and traveled to New York in 1960 to cut a demo for Dunes Records. He was a beneficiary of the 1961 production of Phil Spector on Dunes' label with the song Pretty Little Angel Eyes. It was a number 7 hit on the Billboard chart, but without Spector's guiding hand, Lee's hits dried up. He went into the construction industry with his father in 1969. Ray, here is Curtis Lee's only hit, Pretty Little Angel Eyes.
Pretty little angel eyes, pretty little angel eyes, pretty little angel, pretty little angel, pretty little, pretty little, pretty little angel.
Bob Luman was born in Black Jack, Texas. In 1956, he won a talent contest and won an appearance on the Louisiana Hayride. He then formed a band and was signed with Imperial Records, but no success. Then he signed with Capitol Records. They wanted him, though, to change his name, which he refused to do. So he signed with Warner Brothers. In 1960, while Luman was in the Army, Warner Brothers released his crossover one-hit wonder song, Let's Think About Living. It reached number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100, number 9 on the country music chart, and number 10 on the UK charts. Bob also recorded the song Lonely Women Make Good Lovers, written by Birmingham Record Collector Hall of Fame member Spooner Oldham. Here's rockabilly and Texas Country Music Hall of Famer Bob Luman, and Let's Think About Living.
In every other song that I've heard lately, some fellow gets shot, and his baby and his best friend both die with him, as likely as not. In half of the other songs, some cats cry, are ready to die. We've lost most all of our happy people, and I'm wondering why. Let's think about living.
Think about living.
Let's think about loving.
Think about loving.
Let's think about the hooping and the hopping and the bopping and the loving, lovey dovin'. Let's forget about the whine and the crying, the shooting and the dying, and the fellow with a switchblade knife. Let's think about living. let's think about life. We lost old Marty Robbins down in El Paso a little while back, and now Miss Patty Page, or one of them, is a wearing black. And Kathy's clown has Don and Phil where they feel like they could die. If we keep on losing our singers like that, I'll be the only one you can buy. Let's think about living. Let's think about loving. Let's think about the hooping and the hopping and the bopping and the lovey-lovey-dovey. Let's forget about the whining and the crying and the shooting and the dying and the fellow with the switchblade knife. Let's think about living. Let's think about life. Let's think about living. Let's think about loving. Let's think about the hooping and the hopping and the bopping and the lovey-lovey-doving. Let's forget about the whining and the crying and the shooting and the dying and the fellow with the switchblade knife. Let's think about living. Let's think about life. Let's think about living. Let's think about life. Let's think about living. Let's think about life. Let's think about living.
Great music memories.
BRC. Born April 5, 1932, Billy Bland is an American singer-songwriter who sang professionally in the 40s in New York and sang with a group called the 4Bs in the 50s on Imperial Records. He left the group for a solo career in 1955 and signed a recording contract with Old Town Records. In 1960, Bland heard Titus Turner recording the song Let the Little Girl Dance in the studio and demonstrated for Turner how to sing it. The event was recorded by the record producer and was eventually released as a single. The tune was a hit in the U.S., peaking at number 11 on the Black Singles Chart and number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100. He recorded for Old Town Records until 1963, when he quit the music industry and ran a soul food restaurant in Harlem, New York. Another one-hit wonder song, Let the Little Girl Dance by Billy Bland.
Okay, Ray, we're going to get going now. We got one from 1958, an American doo-wop group that was formed in Brooklyn, New York, recorded a song for the Hamilton record label. The tune didn't do much on that label, and in 1959, disc jockey Alan Freed heard the group, added his name as a writer, got them a deal with the Cub label, a subsidiary of MGM. The song reached number 2 on the U.S. pop chart and number 14 on the R&B chart and sold over 1 million copies, earning a gold disc. So let's listen to another one-hit wonder by the Impalas, Sorry I Ran All the Way Home.
Sorry, sorry, oh so sorry.
Uh-oh.
Ray, here's Ron Holden. He was born in 1939 in Seattle, Washington. Holden was discovered by Larry Nelson, who had just left his real job as a police officer to start his own record label. Ron Holden spread the rumor that he had been heard singing by Nelson while being held in prison after being arrested for marijuana and alcohol possession. But the story has not been confirmed. Holden then released the single Love You So, which became a hit all the way to 11 on the R&B charts and number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100. Ray, here is one-hit wonder Ron Holden singing Love You So. Thank you.
Keller was born in Arkansas in 1937 and moved with his family to Tulsa, Oklahoma when he was 6 years old. While attending Tulsa's Will Rogers High School, he was known as a vocalist and was often invited to do a guest vocal with top bands touring the area. Keller attended the University of Tulsa and moved to New York in 1956. In 1959, Keller penned a million-seller hit, Here Comes Summer. It climbed to number 14 on Billboard's Hot 100 and number 1 in the UK. This was his only top 40 hit. Keller wrote songs recorded by Ella Fitzgerald, Johnny Mathis, Andy Williams, Ricky Nelson, and others. He also was a vocalist on many television jingles during the 1970s and 80s. So, Ray, Here Comes Summer by Jerry Keller on the Cat label.
Here comes summer. Summer, I'm gonna grab my girl and run away. Here comes summer, we'll go swimming every day and let the sun shine bright on my happy summer home. Well, school's not so bad, but summer's better. It gives me more time to see my girl who walks through the park neath the shining moon. When we kiss, she makes my flat top curl. It's summer. Feel her lips so close to mine. Here comes summer. When we meet, our hearts entwine. It's the greatest. Let's have summer all the time and let the sun shine bright on my happy summer home.
Here comes summer.
Here comes summer. Almost June, the sun is bright.
Here comes summer.
Here comes summer. Drive-in movie. Every night,
double features,
lots more time to hold her tight. So let the sun shine bright on my happy summer home. Well, I belong to hold my girl beside me, sit by the lake till 1 or 2, go for a drive in the summer moon. Well, I dream of love the whole night through. It's summer. Summer, meet the gang at Joe's Cafe if she's willing. We'll go steady right away and let the sun shine bright on my happy summer home.
Let the sun shine bright.
Well, here comes summertime at last.
B-R-C.
A little bit of soap. Which we all needed sometimes, I suppose, by the Jarmels. Reached number 12 in the U.S. in September 61. The song has been covered many times, and was a big hit worldwide, better than the U.S., as a matter of fact, a bigger hit. It spent 25 weeks as number one in Southeast Asia, sung by Hong Kong-based Cliff Forander and the Fabulous Echoes, and as high as number five in the U.K. The Jar Mails with a Little Bit of Soap on the Laurie label. Another great one-hit wonder.
A little bit of soap will wash away your lipstick on my face. But a little bit of soap will never, 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 ever erase the pain in my heart and my eyes as I go through the lonely hills. A little bit of soap will never wash away my tears. A little bit of soap will I wash away your powder from my chin. But a little bit of soap will never, 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 ever begin to take away the hurt that I feel as I go through the lonely hills. A little bit of soap will never wash away my tears.
Have you heard? When I begin to die, it leaves someone to cry.
Night and day,
like a bird, you left your robin nest, and just like all the rest, you flew away.
A little bit of soap will take away your perfume eventually. But a little bit of soap will never wash away the memory. So we'll never wash away my tears. I'll never lose the memory of your name in the night that I call through the lonely hills. A little bit of soap will never wash away my tears. A little bit of soap will never wash away my tears.
A lot of memories in these one-hit wonders we've been listening to tonight. And we want to thank all of our guys and gals for getting this really nice group together. One-hit wonders, 15 minutes of fame, sometimes weeks of fame, actually, but no staying power. Well, looking ahead, next week we're going to bring back girls and guys. Some of them one-hit wonders, perhaps, but these are guy and girl duos. A lot of songs sung by couples, and those are the ones we're going to take a look at when we get together here next week. Looking down the road, great flip sides or B-sided records will be what we'll do the next week. And after that, it's doo-wop. Car songs will be coming up when we get into the middle of May. And then we're going to kick off summer with graduation and vacation hits to really kind of get your summer off to a good start. A lot of great shows upcoming, and we hope you'll make your plans to join us. For now, get me out of here, Bobby.
From the Birmingham Record Collectors Club and originating from Birmingham, Alabama, this has been the Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll, a historical educational project presented to preserve this important era of uniquely American music. If there is a song that you would like included in a future program, please email your request to me at ray, R-A-Y, at rockingray.com. Your comments and suggestions are also welcome. Make your plans now to join us the third weekend in August for our 30th annual BRC Record and CD show at the Gardendale Civic Center in Gardendale, Alabama. While on our website, explore other features, projects, and informative articles. Thanks for our theme music goes to Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell. For the Heart and Soul Boogie, keep on rocking, Bobby.